Alaska tribal leaders have come up with two resolutions after 3 days of meetings in Anchorage. Delise Calcote is a tribal liaison with the Alaska Intertribal Council.
We were asked in the very beginning to leave our organizations at the door, and so to meet as the tribal people. And many of the people got up and said, you know, as a tribal person, I can stand up on this, but if you want the tribal support, I have to take this issue back to our tribal council for their action.
She says two resolutions were developed on Wednesday,
asking for an Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act fix and an ANILCA fix. The other one is pursuing what we've been doing. In 2005, resolution number 10 was passed, and the tribes of Alaska said to pursue our international protected rights where we have international status.
The tribal committee at AITC has been pursuing protected status under a 1945 United Nations treaty since 2005. Calcote says some who attended the meeting in Anchorage will continue to push for an Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act revision. They are taking the cause to the National Congress of American Indians. Another group will pursue the protection of indigenous sovereignty rights under the UN. Alaska and Hawaii were added to the UN's non-self-governing territory list in 1946. The two resolutions will be forwarded to the tribal councils for approval. About 90 people attended the summit in Anchorage.
You know, 90 people cannot make the decision for the rest of the people because that's not democratic.
Calcote says there are about 150,000 tribal members in Alaska.